Lorleisha Bryant loves a challenge. That's what got the Andrew Jackson High Algebra 1 teacher into mathematics in the first place.
I love to figure out the unknown. And with algebra, algebra is full of unknowns. So when you give me a problem, you tell me that there's something that we don't know, I like to fix that part.
But like many teachers, Bryant says her biggest challenge has been finding ways to get her kids to love all those formulas, binomials, and factorials her class dishes out.
Because we have letters and numbers, and we got these formulas. What you want me to do with this? So they get intimidated by because it looks hard.
In fact, it's a challenge facing schools across the district and the state.
You know, the overall failure rate right now, if you counted 8th and 9th graders, is about 40%.
That's Don Pemberton, director of the Lastinger Center for Learning at the University of Florida's College of Education. He says the rate jumps to nearly 50% among the state's 9th graders.
It's those students that we really want to focus our efforts into helping them to pass.
This summer, students in the district who struggle most will be getting some extra help thanks to an online program Pemberton developed with tech provider StudyEdge and several educators across the state. It's called Algebra Nation, a 24/7 online one-stop shop for high school students in Algebra 1. It was developed back in the summer of 2012, but this summer it will be offered to students in the form of an interactive camp for the first time. Jackson High School teacher Sabrina Hall walks through the Algebra Nation site.
Right, so what we're getting ready to do is actually...
Multiple choice questions flash across the screen, interspersed with video tutorials, sometimes featuring Bryant or Hall.
Let's look at our first problem.
The program allows students to work through problems at their own pace with the aid of interactive videos, a Facebook-style wall post section, and a team of U.S. experts, teachers, and fellow classmates on call at all hours. Jackson High School was one of the first schools in the state to pilot the program in 2013, with Bryant and Hall helping to spearhead the effort in Duval County. Now the online program serves about 250,000 students and nearly 4,000 teachers in every district in the state. This summer, Duval will become the first district to launch an on-site summer camp. Legislators recently approved $2 million in state funding toward the effort. Duval School Superintendent Nikolai Vitti says the program will target below grade level 8th graders.
They'll be part of a summer program to catch them up so that they can eventually pass algebra in 9th grade, and that is a graduation gatekeeper. In addition, those kids that failed the end of course exam after 9th grade, they would participate as well.
At Jackson High School, about 38% of students who took the Algebra 1 end-of-course exams passed in the past 2 years. But in terms of whether or not Algebra Nation is having a direct effect on students' improvement, Hall says it's still hard to tell.
It's kind of hard for me to answer that because we push so hard for our kids to want to enjoy math and want to love math, and we're finding so many different ways for them to do it. I will agree that Algebra Nation has definitely been a tool to help us to get there.
But the hard data is coming soon. UF officials say they're working on a statewide study of the program and expect to release a report this summer. Rayma Thompson, WJCT News.